Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPW number 99. That's Vice Pnimi Shir for Women, Shir number 99. And today in the book, Ezer Kenegdai by Mrs. Sarah Hannah Ratcliffe, she talks again about developing and maintaining affection, and that's to make yourself attractive. And many young men, or men in general, consider it important that their wives should be nicely dressed and fit and taking care of themselves. And why is that important? Famous question, isn't good midas in your shemayim important? And again, you could say, and it is true, many men are superficial. They're looking only at externals. There's no denying that many men are like that. And they have to work on themselves not to be like that. But it's not true that most men, especially B'nai Torah, are superficial. They know they look for important qualities when they're looking for a wife. They know that marriage is a serious business. They know it requires judgment. They know them not to be impulsive or jump, you know, and be swayed. And they get hadracha for it to make sure that outside beauty or charisma doesn't blind them. Okay, so we're talking about that category of people. But women do need to know that even in that category of people, erlicha good men, they still want to feel attracted to a woman they will share their life with. Normal physical attraction that pulls men and women together. And a man will find it more pleasant and more easier to be in the presence of a wife that they find attractive, just like a wife would want their husband to dress nicely and stay fit as much as possible. It's a normal, healthy thing. This is not to be discounted. You know, the Gemara says that it brings a beautiful wife, makes a isha noa, it widens a person's mind, and his days are doubled by it. And it's not so hard to be attractive. Most people fall into that average range of beauty. Very few, there's a minority that's exceptionally good looking, and very few are opposite. Most are in between. Most men and women are in between range, where they can make themselves attractive, men to their wives and wives to their husbands, by following basic general rules of taking care of themselves. The idea of a woman dressing in a way to please her husband. Same thing that goes the other way around. That's important as well. These days, again, she's a lady that's talking. I'm not familiar with this. But there are, these days, Baruch Hashem, many types of house things that you could wear in the house that could be attractive and comfortable at the same time. The washing and wearing clothing in the house that's easily washable, that look very, very nice and are comfortable. You have that balance these days. They make clothing this way very often, that you could have be very comfortable and not feel like you're dressed up in a way that, you know, that it's uncomfortable for you. And it feels good the way you wear it and the texture of it and so on and so forth, and still be beautiful. And especially when he's, you know, out in the world, coming home to a wife that's presentable and looks nice, it's a beautiful thing and it helps a lot. It helps a lot. Makes no difference whether the husband is out in work and is exposed to other women because he has no choice in the work world. Or even if he's in Kail and he doesn't see other women, he still wants his wife to dress nicely. And he may want this even 20 years into marriage and 30 years into marriage, although he may not admit it anymore. You know, to wear attractive head coverings, whatever those head coverings may be. And to look presentable. You know, people always, again, it's men and women together. We all are concerned with the outside world more than our internal home life. Many women are more careful to be presentable when they leave the house, but relax their standards when they are in the house. which is the opposite of the Torah-guided behavior, where the beauty is specifically for the husband, and a husband will feel closer and more attracted to his wife when she dresses in a way that is attractive and taking care of the body. And a husband's the same way, you know. I have to work yours truly on weight. I could weigh a little less and, you know, and not just for health, but also appearance to a certain level. It does affect your appearance. It's important for men to keep wives we know don't like when their husbands all of a sudden they develop. It's okay after marriage, you lose, you know, you don't go crazy over a few extra pounds. It's normal. But to lose yourself completely, you know, why women don't appreciate when their husbands let loose and they gain 100 pounds, and it causes a lot of issues. And the other way around too, when a woman completely loses herself with that, and even though hopefully the marriage is solid, where it doesn't pose a threat to the stability of the marriage, you're married and you love each other and you're faithful to each other and all this is fine. I'm not saying anything drastic could happen if you lose yourself this way, but it does detract from the level of affection. And that's not external. People think, oh, that's, then you're, this idea that to say that you're superficial because these things bother you, that you're not holding yourself together in a normal way, it's not true. You can't go overboard and crazy about it, true, but in a proper healthy balance, the working on oneself and taking self-care of one's own body strengthens the affection between one and the other. There's no question about it. You have an extremely obese husband, it'll diminish your affection for him. Even though he has a wonderful personality. And men feel the same if someone's a woman that's extremely overweight because of their letting loose with that. You know, some men prefer heavier women. They don't like the wives too skinny, or these different things, whatever it is. But overall, it's not one healthy for oneself. It's not healthy in the marriage either. And so on and so forth. So to have this attitude, you know, that a woman would say, let's be practical. I'm middle-aged now. I'm not a teenager anymore. I had Kanina Hara 7 children. I'm cooking and cleaning. So of course I put on weight. After 7 children, who wouldn't put on weight? And of course I wear a schmata house dress. What is it? It's a dress party. You want to clean the toilets? I should dress like a, you know, like I'm going to a wedding. And if he doesn't love me now, after 25 years of marriage, no matter how, what makeup job I do, it won't help. I am who I am. He can take it or leave it. That is a very unhealthy attitude. That is a real unhealthy attitude. That attitude is only when you're excusing yourself and not making an effort for your husband. You're not willing to look your best for him. But you'll make an effort when you go to Shul Shabbos or by a simcha, then you make the effort. And we have to understand to put our priorities together with that. Yes, it's healthy to want to feel relaxed. And it takes effort to find a balance. How do you put yourself together and still be comfortable? That doesn't take that much work. And at home, you want to feel relaxed. You want to feel natural. And it's normal to want to do that, but if you do it to a large extent, you're actually insulting your family. You know, it's like there's a lack of care there that exists. And it's not that difficult these days to put on a prettier dress, a prettier thing than a less so one. It's not so hard these days. And again, women know more about what's washable, what's not washable, what things are comfortable, what not comfortable, and every wife can be creative and figure out a way to be both attractive and be comfortable. And that is a yisoid, and then the men need to work on their idea of it, and it helps very much, that effort, in enhancing the marriage relationship. Another thing that maintains affection is to believe that you have something to contribute, and that you have ideas and thoughts And when you believe that and you work on that, then your husband will be more attracted to you. You know, not to say that you're talking hours about philosophical issues and those type of things, but if it's just centered around household functions, buy some milk today, sew it on the buttons for the shirt, this and that. Now, the husband will still appreciate her and love her for all these things, but he will enjoy your presence even more if you have other things to talk about also. You know, I just read this article about this and the subject and connecting in that way to make yourself a more interesting person by thinking of interesting, important ideas and sharing that with your husband. It just not it, it it even making yourself more growing in interest in healthy things. Your own life becomes enriched when you extend yourself beyond the activities of housework alone. That's not denigrating housework and taking care of the family. It's a beautiful thing. And sometimes when you're a busy mother and you have so much on your plate, taking care of the children, sometimes you don't have time for this, and it's understandable. But whenever you can, you develop your potential, even with that responsibility of taking little ones at home. A little bit of reading, or these days, even if you can't read, these days you have things you could listen to, shiurim you could listen to, interesting audio books of important things as you're taking care of the children or doing whatever you're doing to enhance your life, your inner life, to make it richer, and then sharing that with your husband, that inner, rich inner life, to share that with your husband. So like listening to these Torah tapes or MP3s or whatever it is, while cooking, while cleaning, listening to share, listening to things, broadening your horizons, interesting stories and learning lessons, and then later on sharing these conversations with your husband when you have time. You could develop skills, you could develop bookkeeping, or word processing, knitting, painting, needlepoint, natural cooking, calligraphy, design, music, whatever it is that's your interest, to broaden yourself. And that shared with your husband enhances marriages. If you have more time in your hands and you could, and you're good at raising funds or visiting sick or any type of community work in a healthy, balanced way, and you share that with your husband in the projects that you're doing, also creates a connection. Taking classes to improve parenting skills, all of these things are very, very important. To go beyond your initial inertia of staying put and developing your goals, developing your priorities. You change yourself, you'll be in a positive way, you'll influence your husband in the most unbelievable way. And you could work out on managing that time. Now, some people are actually at the point of exhaustion, and that's a difficult thing. So, you know, it's sometimes hard to juggle the two. But in any little way where you could connect to your husband by not just talking about household matters and details like that, but sharing a richer inner life is a very beautiful way of connecting and bonding with him. So you see, the two aspects that we talked about in this shiur may seem contradictory, where the first half we're talking about making yourself physically attractive, and the second half we talk about building your inner spiritual and intellectual inner life. They're not contradictory. Just like we just said that men, erlich men, are not superficial when they want physical attractiveness from their wives. They are not. Deeply spiritual people still want this. And the wife has to look at herself that way. I could be physically beautiful internally and in my home, but sneas, of course, primarily in the home for my husband, and at the same time have an inner, rich spiritual life. I want to be beautiful on the inside and on the outside. And I want to be beautiful to my husband on the inside and the outside, and he wants that too. So the idea that the husband should only look at the soul and your midos and not your external is not realistic, and it's not even healthy. It's not even healthy because Hashem created you soul and body. And he created your soul to nourish your soul. He created your body to take care of it properly for yourself and, yes, indeed, for your husband as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.